Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. And if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Psalm 105. Actually, after the scripture reading, we're going to have a baby dedication. But let's read about halfway through this passage. It's quite a long psalm, but it's a historical psalm of David. And it's a rehearsing the history of Israel, especially celebrating the deliverance from the bondage of Egypt. And actually, the first 15 verses is a song that they sang in as the ark was coming into Jerusalem. So we'll go up to verse 22. Psalm 105 in your Bibles or on the overhead. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done, his marvels and the judgments uttered by his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. Then he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance. When you were only a few men in number, very few and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to oppress them, and he reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. He called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of the people, and set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler over his possessions to imprison his princes at will, and that he might teach his elders wisdom. Father, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. Thank you for your deliverance. Lord, the songs that we sing, we praise you, just as David, as he brought the ark that represented the presence of God into Jerusalem. Lord, we celebrate your presence this morning, Lord, with our psalm and with our songs and with our life. Lord, we pray that you be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. You could be seated, and as I mentioned, we're going to have a baby dedication. At this time, we're going to bring little Mikuru Kaname Villanueva Hayakawa. I think I got that right, Chad and Rochelle. So, Mikuru, is that right? Did I get it right? Hey, how are you? Huh? How are you? You want to come to Pastor Bill? Oh, not yet. Oh, I'm pretty friendly. Yeah, I'm pretty friendly. Okay, you want Dad to stick close to you? Oh, yeah, I didn't see you. Okay. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah, he's not a familiar face. Here, come on over here. Okay, it's all better, huh? Huh? Yeah. Father, we do just thank you, Lord. I think of Hannah, Lord, in the book of Samuel, as she prayed to you and said, Lord, give me a child, and I will give this child back to you in dedication. And Lord, as we bring little Mikuru before you, and we pray that, Lord, your hand of blessing would be upon her. Lord, we pray for Chad and Rochelle, Lord, that you would give them wisdom in raising up this little girl. Lord, with all the talents and the abilities that are already innate within her, Lord, I pray that they would be developed. I pray that they would grow, and they would be dedicated to you, Lord, that she would love you from a very young age, Lord, and that she would grow up into that woman that you have made her to be. Lord, so I pray that you surround her with your protection and those angels that you say are sent forth on behalf of heirs of salvation, Lord, and give understanding and wisdom as they train up and they raise up this little one. Lord, we do pray your abundant blessing. Lord, just guard over her. And Lord, we as the body of Christ, I pray that we would be a good example to her, Lord, as she grows and as she matures. Lord, that she would see in the body of Christ, the Christians, what a Christian is to be like. Lord, so bless, keep, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. It's all done. Did you not want to come? No, none. Okay. That's okay. That's all right. Hey, God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Let's continue to worship the Lord.
Praise him.
of your glorious name.